In this tutorial, we will review how to register a new patient's account at the Patient Information screen. In MedEnt, one of the most essential and fundamental features is the Patient Information screen. Creating a new patient account is necessary for every patient seen by your practice. When you select the Patient button at the main menu, you will be forwarded to the Patient Registration screen, where you can enter a form of identification for any existing patients to view their complete account information. To view their full account information. To view all of their account information. Notice the text highlighted in blue stating that you can also create. Notice the text highlighted in blue stating that you can also create a new patient. Notice the text highlighted in blue stating that you can also create a new patient account at this screen by pressing the Enter key. As stated in the text highlighted in blue, you can create a new patient's account by pressing the Enter key. You can create a new patient's account by pressing the Enter key. This will prompt a blank patient information screen to appear. The patient information screen should document all of the information needed to contact, schedule, and bill the patient. The first field in the top left corner of the screen is the name entry field. Depending on your office's install options, the patient's last name be. Depending on your office's install options, the patient's last name may be entered. Depending on your office's install options, the patient's last name may be entered first or second. The default setting is to start by entering the patient's first name, followed by the last name, and finally a middle initial in the small box on the right. If the person uses a suffix in their name, it should be entered behind the last name with either a space and or a comma separating the two. If the name entered matches the name of another patient already on file, a pop-up will appear listing any patient accounts that share this name. This is to ensure that the patient you are registering is not added to your system twice. When inputting the patient's information, after each entry, press the Enter key to move to the next available field. Enter the patient's first address line in the field below. Address line 2 should be used for the address where the patient's mail is delivered, such as a P.O. box address. If both address lines are used, the P.O. box number or the most important address information should be entered into the second address field. Below the address fields, you can enter the patient's city, state, and zip code. When a zip code is entered, the city and state are automatically filled in, unless the zip code has more than one city or area code, in which case a pop-up will appear to pick the correct city, zip code, and area code. You can enter any known phone contacts for the patient in the field below. Starting with the patient's home phone, and to the right you can enter their work number along with any extension of, if necessary. You can enter any known phone contacts for the patient in the fields below. Starting with the patient's home phone number. To the right, you can enter a work number along with an extension if necessary. Below these are fields to enter a fax number and cell phone number. Make sure to include the appropriate area code in the beginning of each of these fields. The patient information screen will display the top three diagnosis codes for the patient. These codes will pull in from the diagnosis history in the patient's medical records. These fields will be left blank when first creating a new patient's account. The pharmacy link allows you to designate the pharmacy or pharmacies that a patient receives their medications from. Pharmacies can be selected from the pharmacy master list set up in the pharmacy master file. The memo fields are an area that can be used to store useful information. Typically, these fields are used to document the patient's copay amount or relevant billing information. Information in these fields will display on any of the patient's superbills, along with charge entry and payment posting screens. Enter the patient's primary email address in the email field. If the patient activates their patient portal account, this field will automatically populate with an email address given when the patient portal activation is done. The portal uses this email to send a notification to the patient that they have a new message. Enter the number of insurance plans for the patient in the field below. Note that when all the fields have been filled in, the account type field will automatically default to 6. The account type field will automatically default to 6. The account type field will automatically default to 6 when the number of insurance plans has been entered. This means that the patient does have an insurance and will be billed accordingly. If no number of insurances are entered, the account type field will default to 1. The account type field will default to 1, indicating that the account is a self. If no number of insurances are entered, the account type field will default to 1, indicating that the account is self-pay. Click the account type link to view and choose from a list of account types. Enter the patient's date of birth as a two-digit day, and two-digit year. If the age entered is less than 18 years old, when you have completed the patient registration, a second address and extra patient information screen will appear. This can be used if the patient's bill is not sent to the patient. The name and address of the person responsible for the bill can be listed on this screen. This can be used if the patient's bill is sent to someone other than the patient themselves. The name and address of the person responsible for the bill. The name and address of the person responsible for the bill can be listed on this screen. An address is added at this screen. Any address added at this screen will remain the primary billing residence for the patient until the through date is reached. For any patient under 18, the through date will default as the patient's 18th birthday. That can all go. The sex will default based on the patient's name. However, if you have the security privileges, you can set your install options to force a gender entry each time an account is created. When you enter a race into the race field, a pop-up will appear where you can select from a list of options. More than one race can be selected for the patient. It is important to remember that the patient's date of birth, gender, and race are all necessary to meeting the meaningful use requirements. The onset date should be entered. The onset date should be entered on the member record. The onset date should be entered on the member record in the patient's insurance screen. The location number should represent the location where the patient will typically be seen. This should be the location that the patient is registered at. Add a doctor number in the field below, or click the doctor link to choose from a list of providers. This should be the provider who the patient will regularly be scheduled with. In the next field, you can select the provider who referred the patient to your office. Clicking on the Referring Doctor link will prompt a list of providers from the Referring Doctor master file. To add a new referring provider, click the Options button. To add a new referring provider, click the Options button at the bottom of the pop-up. The Last Doctor field refers to the patient's primary care physician. Click the link to select from the list of providers. This list is also generated from the Referring Doctor master file. If the patient has received and reviewed the HIPAA privacy statement, in the field to the right of the HIPAA icon, you can set this field to yes, and the icon will be highlighted green the next time you enter the patient's information screen. When all the fields have been filled in with the patient's correct information, you can click the check mark. In the top left corner of the screen. A pop-up will appear and designate an account number for the new patient. Press the OK button to complete the new patient registration. This concludes the Creating a New Patient Account video tutorial.